Michael, tell me about this amazing photo that you took and has gone viral.
Well, it certainly has done a lot of movement today and yesterday. Eh? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable what happened with it. It's just something I've been thinking about for a while, and I had an opportunity to go, and finally the weather cooperated for me, and it was cold enough and clear enough, and the wind wasn't blowing, and I thought, well, let's go and make it happen. So after a little persuading from my buddy Marcus, off we went.
How far were you from Pangritang when you took this picture?
As the crow flies, it wasn't very far, but it took about 45 minutes because we had to wrap around the back of a mountain in behind town. So it was about a 45-minute drive and 40 below. Our biggest worry on that, or my biggest worry, was the tea getting too cold because I boiled it and then popped it in thermoses. So you need it to be hot enough to really vaporize when you throw it in the air. So what I had done is I put them in insulated thermoses and then put that in an insulated bag, and luckily it didn't cool down enough that it would have caused us any problems.
So had you done anything like this before?
I've done similar stuff with steel wool. There's a technique where you actually light steel wool on fire and kind of spin it around, and it shoots star trails all over the place. So I've done something similar to that once or twice. If people were to go back through my Flickr feed, they definitely would come across a shot or two of that. But as for actually throwing hot water or tea in the air, you know, a couple times here and there, and when you're growing up, my dad's, oh, throw this outside, so you go and throw it outside, or old wives' tales, and, you know, just try out that kind of stuff. I had no idea that it would spark the attention that I got from it. It's fabulous.
What do you think gets people in this picture?
Well, I was thinking about that today. Marcus and I were actually analyzing the photo, trying to come up with where the appeal is. As I'm sure you've read, I'm now famous for saying I didn't like the photo to start out with. And, of course, it's grown on me a lot since. But as you're looking at it, I think it appeals to a lot of people because there's so much going on. People can relate to that hair flip. It almost looks like that hair flip when people get their hair wet in the Caribbean and they flip their hair back, so it's like an Arctic version of that. But there's also the science of the evaporation going on. There's the pretty colors in the sunset. There's the way that arc formed. It actually formed what's called the golden mean. And that's also appealing to people. And I think the fact that it's in the Arctic is another one of those things that really makes people interested. But also, too, I mean, we got snow. I don't think most of the country has snow right now. So seeing the white stuff on the ground is awfully appealing to some people, too. So
yeah, I can.
I don't know. I there's just so many things.
It's interesting.
Tea lovers love it.
It's very interesting. And why tea? Why not just boiling water?
Well, here's the thing. I wanted to make sure I had something to drink if this failed. We thought, well, let's throw some tea in there just in case that by the time we get up there and this goes to a flop. I mean, I still wanted something to drink. So we thought, well, we'll throw a couple tea bags in those things and hopefully it works out. So, well, tea bags. We actually made chai tea from scratch, but regardless, or from David's teas. But regardless, it was all about having something to drink if it didn't work out.
So, I mean, you've been doing photography. I went to your website and I found some amazing pictures of Aurora Borealis, and I'm a huge fan of the Arctic, so I was captivated immediately. What took you there?
My wife, actually. She's a teacher. So when she graduated teacher's college, we decided, let's go somewhere that nobody goes. So we thought, this was the only place we applied to, or she applied to. They phoned her, and they just happened to be the first people that phoned. It was purely chance. We kind of just... Canada's so great, like, why not try some places that, you know, are within our own country? A lot of people go overseas and go to teach in different countries, and we thought, let's stay in our own country and see what it's all about. So that originally is what brought us here.
And Nunavut cannot be more different than the rest of Canada.
It might as well be a different country.
For people who've never been to the Arctic parts of Canada. What are some of the things that, do you remember what struck you the most once you landed there?
It has the warmest people you'll find on the planet. People here, like, their hearts are huge. And then the other thing that people would find really amusing is that we describe it like Nova Scotia. You know how Nova Scotia is really relaxed? It's about half Nova Scotia speed. So it's half as slow as Nova Scotia. People just relaxed, and everyone's easygoing. And the people here are just the kindest people you'd ever want to meet.
So any other interesting projects on the go?
Not yet, but I'm taking offers.